Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. This is science that affects your life. This is science that changes the way you view the world around you. And if you want to be part of this great mission, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make but never had the opportunity. So here's your chance to get on radio to ask that question. And if you want to find out more about my work, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to Facebook. And on Facebook, I have 5 million fans on Facebook, and I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. You know, Einstein spent the last 30 years of his life chasing after an equation, a theme, an idea, a unifying principle that could unify this great universe of ours into a single equation. Well, he failed. However, today we think we have it. It's called string theory. Find out more about what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my latest bestseller, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Okay, well, in this hour, this is your hour. We're going to open up the lines and you can ask that question that you've always wanted to make but never had the opportunity. So moving on now, let's take the first listener phone call.
Yes, Dr. Kaku. My name is Steve Cotton. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio. I listen to your podcast through Google Podcasts, not a particular radio station. Love the work that you do, but I do have a question. We know that time dilation is a proven fact with the GPS system having to calculate the time differential between its area in space and us on Earth. I also know, or at least have been made to understand, that light, traveling as fast as it does, experiences no time. So if we are able to craft a ship that can go near the speed of light, while we do know that that is not fast enough to get us to many places in the galaxy, wouldn't time dilation then take effect for the traveler? I'm curious to know if, even though light takes 20 years to reach a star that's 20 light years away, would an observer on the ship experience that much time? Thank you, Dr. Kaku.
Well, the short answer to your question is yes, you're absolutely right. But let me break it down. First of all, what is time dilation? Einstein asked himself a simple question, and that is, if it's 12 o'clock on the Earth, is it 12 o'clock everywhere, like in outer space? Does time beat uniformly throughout the universe? Is 1 second on the Earth the same as 1 second on the Moon or on Jupiter? Well, the short answer that Newton would give is yes. Time is absolute A second is a second anywhere in the universe. Well, Einstein comes along and says, not so fast. The faster you move, the slower time beats. And that's called time dilation. And as you pointed out, you use that on your cell phone. This is a test of relativity every time you make a phone call, every time you use the GPS on your cell phone. You see, for a satellite going around the Earth at 18,000 miles per hour, time beats slower. Time beats slower on that satellite. So if you're in a rocket ship traveling at the speed of light on the Earth, an Earthbound telescope would see you in that rocket ship and time would slow down. You would eat slower, think slower, move slower. Everything in that rocket ship is slower. Then you ask the next question. Let's say it takes 20 years traveling near light speed to reach a star 20 light years from the Earth. Okay? If you are in the rocket ship traveling near the speed of light, does it take 20 years to go to the nearby stars? The answer is no. Because inside the rocket ship, you are frozen. Frozen in time. Time beats at a slower rate the faster you move. So the irony is, somebody on the Earth watching you blast off to a star 20 light years from the Earth would take less than 20 years to reach that star. You're an old man by the time you get to that star. But if you are in that rocket ship, not the Earth, if you are in that rocket ship, how long does it take for you to go to the stars or that nearby star? Maybe a few seconds. You just walk into the rocket ship and walk right out as if it was just a Sunday picnic. As if it just took a few seconds or a few minutes. That sounds outrageous, right? But that's just the way it is. We measure this. We measure this with your GPS. We measure this with our satellites. So to answer your question, if it takes 20 years for an Earthling to reach a star, how long would it take for a man in an astronaut uniform to go to the stars? And the answer is, well, a few seconds, a few minutes. He walks into the space capsule and walks right out again, as young as ever. So in the science fiction movies, when astronauts go into space and they wind up as old men and old women when they reach their destination, that's not necessarily true. If you're moving near light speed, okay, if you're moving near light speed and somebody on the Earth is looking at you, you are frozen. You are frozen. You're paralyzed. Everything comes to a halt because time beats at different rates throughout the universe. Now, you may say to yourself, this is crazy. This is crazy talk, right? Well, get used to it. It's called the universe. That's the reason why we have stars that shine. It's the reason why we have atomic bombs and hydrogen bombs. Most of electronics is based on this idea. So, there's ample checks on this. Every time you use your cell phone, you are using Einstein's theory of relativity. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Good evening, Dr. Michio Kaku. I am calling you from Walla Walla, Washington. I'm listening to you on KONA 610 out of Pasco, Washington. My query to you, doctor, is there any evidence of a collision or an explosion of a small planet between Mars and Jupiter, which has now created the asteroid belt? There is some scarring on one side of Mars that I have seen in pictures. I am wondering if this is the incident. Thank you so much for enlightening us with Science Fantastic. Have a good evening.
Okay, well, you ask an interesting question that astronomers have asked for hundreds of years. There's something called Bode's Law. It's not an exact law, but it gives you approximately the distances between the planets. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. Except it's violated by the asteroid belt. Well, let's take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to answer the question, why do we have an asteroid belt? Is it a remnant of a dead planet? Well, let's talk about that after the break. And again, give us a call at 612-564-8255. 8135. If you want to ask that question on Science Fantastic and have your thoughts heard on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic, so give us a call.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a caller asking about the asteroid belt. Where did it come from? And Mars, does Mars have scarring from impacts from the asteroid belt? Well, there's something called Bode's Law. It's not an exact law. However, it gives you an approximate equation for the distances of the planets going around the sun. We have Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter. And Bode's Law gives, you know, an approximate formula for the distance between the sun and Mercury, the sun and Venus, the sun on the Earth, and so on and so forth. But when you hit the asteroid belt, there's a big missing blank. There should be a planet there, but there isn't. There's no planet where the asteroid belt is. So some people say, aha, this means that there was once a planet there, but it got blown up. Something happened to that planet. Maybe it got too close to Jupiter. Maybe it collided with another planet that was forming in the same vicinity. Maybe it was hit by a gigantic meteor or something. Well, you can speculate endlessly about that. The leading theory is that perhaps it was a planet that never quite formed. Because in the early days of the solar system was a gigantic ball of gas, maybe a light year across, but it was spinning slowly. And as gravity began to compress this ball of gas, and as it began to spin, it collapsed into a disk. That disk is called the ecliptic plane. And out of that disk, the planets began to condense. So the leading theory is that it was a planet that never quite formed, possibly by a collision, possibly because the way in which matter collides and clumps together did not happen perfectly, and so we have the asteroid belt. But, I'll be blunt, your guess is as good as mine. Nobody was there billions of years ago, 4 billion years ago or so, when the solar system was formed, so we don't know for sure. Now, you mentioned the fact that maybe, just maybe, we can pick up the scars of impacts that took place during that time. Well, that's possible. If you look at the surface of the planets, you see that there's plenty of room for ancient collisions that may have taken place. But let's face it, no one was there to witness it, so we really don't know for sure. And again, the leading theory is that the asteroid belt was created by a planet that never quite formed. But why? Why didn't it form? Did it have a collision with another gigantic asteroid? We don't know for sure. For example, look at the Earth. The Earth, we think, had a collision with an object about the size of Mars about 4.1 billion years ago, and that created the Moon. And so we have ample evidence that the early solar system was quite traumatic, collisions were commonplace, and the Earth itself collided with an object about the size of Mars 4.1 billion years ago, and that object then blew a lot of the guts of the Earth into outer space, and the guts eventually condensed into what is called the Moon. And that would explain several facts. One fact is that the astronauts bringing back moon rocks found that moon rocks are almost identical to Earth rocks in terms of oxygen, carbon, iron content. The Moon came out of the Earth. And we think it came out of the Earth because of a collision that took place about 4.1 billion years ago. But hey, we weren't there to witness it, so we don't know for sure exactly where the asteroid belt came from. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Mike. I'm from Northern Michigan. Thank you for your service. I was in the Signal Corps myself. I listen to Science Fantastic on Triple Talk WMKT. And forgive me if this question has been asked already, but is it possible to have a planetary system rather than a solar system that is geocentric rather than heliocentric, that is a body of gas like an O20 on the HRD that rotates gravitationally around a massive rocky planet? I would argue physics allow it. Domo.
Well, to answer your question about whether or not we can have a planetary solar system rather than a sun-based solar system, you have to go back to Isaac Newton's laws of motion. Why do we even have a solar system to begin with? Because the center of gravity of the solar system is the sun. And a huge fraction of the mass of the solar system is concentrated not in Jupiter, but in the sun. The sun is the 800-pound gorilla in the room. It is so massive that it can swing all the planets around it. Now, if you were to replace the sun with a small planetary object, okay, so you have a planetary system and not a solar system, then if you simply use Newton's laws of gravity, you would find that the slightest perturbation would make it unstable. In other words, a planet at the center of the solar system would not have enough energy and gravitational force to preserve the solar system. So temporarily, the planets would move around another planet, but eventually perturbations would take place, oscillations would take place, and the solar system would fly apart. In other words, it's unstable. So it's a good thing that we have the sun, which is so large, because that is the center of gravity which holds pulls the solar system together. If we had a planet instead of a star at the center of the solar system, then it would not be powerful enough, according to Newton's laws of gravity, to hold the solar system together, and the slightest perturbation would cause the whole thing to fly apart. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let me answer some of the other questions that I get in the email. There's no way that I can answer each one individually, so I'll try to answer them collectively. I get certain emails from people who say that 2 years from now, we have to celebrate something. 52 years ago, I mean almost 50 years ago, in 1974, we had the Arecibo radio telescope, which sent a historic message into outer space, and some people want to commemorate that event of 1974. Carl Sagan was involved with that, and that sent a message. It sent a message to outer space, to any alien civilization who would be listening, about the details of life on the Earth, details of who we are, where we're located with regards to, let's say, the quasars in the galaxy, what we look like, the level of our mathematics, and so on and so forth. In other words, any alien civilization picking up our message would have a fairly good indication of where we're located and how advanced we are. And these individuals want to celebrate the 50th anniversary of that event. Well, my personal point of view is, that's a really bad idea. A really bad idea. My personal point of view is that we shouldn't advertise our existence to aliens in outer space until we know what they're all about, until we know their intentions. Now, unfortunately, we've been brainwashed by Hollywood into thinking that the aliens might be like E.T. Soft, cuddly, cute, benevolent, like E.T. Well, yeah, that's a possibility. In fact, let's hope that the aliens are like E.T., but, well, take a look at Star Trek, where we have the Borg, an organization of very advanced aliens that simply want to suck the life blood out of every other civilization that it comes in contact with. Now, take a look at War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. The Martians were the enemy back then, but the Martians didn't hate us. The Martians had no grudge against humanity. We were just in the way. We had to be pushed out because Mars was dying, and the Martians needed a moist and warm planet to inhabit, and that meant pushing out the Earthlings. So, in other words, there's a wide variety of possibilities, but to advertise our existence without knowing what's out there, I think it's a very foolish idea. Because think of what happened in Mexico when Cortez and his conquistadors met Montezuma and the Aztecs. Well, Montezuma made the biggest mistake in all of ancient history. He thought that Cortez was a god. Nope, he was a bloodthirsty pirate. And look at what happened as a consequence. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to have your thoughts heard on 100 radio stations. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The United States is hoping to establish a long-term solution with other world powers to help fund Ukraine's war with Russia. The Pentagon press secretary saying the United States is continuing to send defense support, as well as asking other countries who rely on Russian services to draw back as much as they can. John Kirby adding, no one can predict how long the conflict will go on. President Biden is spending the weekend at his Delaware home, but on Friday, the president talks about his plan to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. Speaking at Green River College in Washington, the president announces he wants Congress to limit the price of insulin to $35 a month, which is three times what it costs to make the drug.
If you're on Medicare, you won't have to spend more than $2,000 out of pocket, which is a lot of money.
USA Radio News. Over a dozen victims of former Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar are filing claims against the FBI. Grace French tells NBC's Today Show she was abused by Nassar after the FBI was told about the allegations.
For me, it's about accountability. I want to hold these institutions who failed us over and over again accountable for their inaction or their complete disregard for our safety.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, a Russian general is sharing their plan.
The deputy commander of Russia's Central Military District said on Friday that Moscow wants to seize all of southern and eastern Ukraine, far wider aims than Russia had acknowledged. Ukraine officials said his comments have given to the lie that Russia's previous assertions that it had no territorial ambitions. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Science Fantastic.
Back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on the air. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a caller asking questions about this universe, and now I'd like to simply answer some of the emails that I get. One email that I got concerns the SETI project. Now, the SETI project is a search for extraterrestrial intelligence in the universe. I'm all in favor of that. I'm all in favor of listening in and eavesdropping. Eavesdropping on conversations between advanced alien civilizations. But there's an offshoot of the SETI project called the METI project. And the MIDI Project wants to celebrate, in 2 years, the 50th anniversary of the sending of the Arecibo Radio Telescope message into the galaxy. We were advertising our existence to the aliens. In that message beamed to the stars by a radio telescope, we had the details of where we're located with regards to the galaxy, the state of our mathematics and science, and the state of our civilization. In other words, here we are. We have come of age. And now people want to send a second message, even bigger than the first one, commemorating the 50th anniversary of that historic moment when we sent that message into outer space. Well, as I said, I think that's a really bad idea. Until we know what the aliens are about, I think it's foolish to advertise their existence. And I mentioned Cortez and Montezuma. Cortez was a Spanish conquistador that destroyed the Aztec civilization. And how did he do it? Well, Cortez had steel weapons. The Aztecs had bronze weapons because they were a Bronze Age civilization. Cortez had the horse. The Aztecs had no horse. The horse had gone extinct in North America and South America. There were no horses back then. And so the horse that Cortez had shocked the Aztecs. And Cortez, of course, had gunpowder. Gunpowder by which he could slaughter thousands of the Aztecs. And how long did it take for him to smash the civilization of the Aztecs? Just a few months. In a few months, he toppled the leadership and rewrote world history. Just because his technology was maybe a few hundred years more advanced than the technology of the Aztecs. And after all, what is evolution all about? Evolution is about survival of the fittest. Maybe that applies to the evolution of alien civilizations in outer space as well. Survival of the fittest. Well, who's more fit, us or an alien civilization like the Borg on Star Trek that gobbles up weaker civilizations? For a moment, think of yourself as a deer. Think of yourself as a deer in the forest, and for the first time in your life, you see a human. Does the deer assume that the human is going to bring food and nutrition and treat the deer like a pet? Or, more than likely, the human has a deer rifle and is hungry for deer meat. Think about that for a moment. You cannot trust luck alone when you encounter an advanced civilization, because an advanced civilization capable of reaching us from the stars is perhaps several thousand years more advanced than us. So in other words, watch out. Now some people say that, well, don't we broadcast I Love Lucy into outer space anyway? Well, I'll say a few things about that after the break. So let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, before the break, we're just saying a few things about what is called the METI Project. The CITI Project, as you know, is a search for intelligent life in outer space by eavesdropping on alien conversations using our radio telescopes. The METI Project is the opposite, trying to directly contact alien civilizations by beaming a message from a radio telescope into outer space, advertising our existence, giving the precise location of where we are in the galaxy, the state of our technology, a little bit of physics, a little bit of mathematics, a little bit about who we are, with the message, come and join us. We are peaceful. Come on in, the water's fine. I think that is a horrible idea. Horrible, until we know what the aliens are all about. Because, well, what is evolution all about? Evolution is about survival of the fittest. What happens if we are not the fittest? I mean, if an alien civilization can reach us from outer space, reach us from hundreds of light years, that means their technology is perhaps thousands of years more advanced than us. And so when they encounter us, what are they going to think? Well, perhaps they're not going to want to eat us because we're not made out of the same DNA, but maybe we're just going to be in the way. If you're a deer in the forest and you meet a hunter, chances are you're going to be dead meat unless you run and hide. You cannot assume that the humans are friendly. Because if you make one mistake, then it's all over for you. So in other words, I think it's a bad idea to advertise our existence to the aliens in outer space, but that's going to happen in 2 years. In 2 years already, some scientists are getting together to have a splashy 50th year anniversary of the sending of a similar message by Carl Sagan back in 1974. I think that's a bad idea. A better idea is to send humans into outer space with our rockets. And that's what the Artemis rocket is all about. The Artemis rocket is poised to be launched. Well, not this year, because it's only going to be a dry run this year, but perhaps in 2 years, in 2 years, we're going to send this rocket around the moon carrying a woman and a person of color to explore the moon after so many decades when we pretty much forgot about the moon. So the Artemis rocket will launch the Orion space capsule carrying human astronauts around the moon, perhaps around 2024. And that in turn will eventually lead to a landing on the moon, probably around 2026, and perhaps around 2030 at the earliest, a mission to Mars. And so going to Mars is not science fiction at all. Now going to the moon is a hop, skip, and a jump. The moon is about 3 days away. So you get into your rocket ship, and in 3 days, you're circling around the moon. Mars is different. It takes 9 months to reach Mars, 9 months just to get to the red planet. Then you have to wait a few months for the planets to realign, and then another 9 months for a return trip. And that is a minimum two-year voyage to the red planet, sometime after 2030. Well, who's backing it? Among other people, Elon Musk, one of the richest men on Earth, is building what is called the Starship. Now, why should you care? The Starship is not an ordinary rocket. Other rockets are designed for a very specific mission, like going to an asteroid or going to the moon. The Starship is supposed to be an all-purpose rocket to go across the entire solar system. So in other words, Elon Musk thinks big. He's not just talking about a hop, skip, and a jump to the moon. Nope. Not even a hop, skip, and a jump to Mars. He's talking about a rocket ship that could begin the colonization of the solar system. Now that's big thinking. However, let's be real. It's not going to be an easy trip going to Mars. As I said, a round trip is about 2 years. Plus, the temperature of Mars is really, really cold. And it does not mean that it's going to be a joyride going to the planet Mars. So once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org. I have 5 million fans on Facebook. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is about the greatest quest in the history of science to find that one equation, that unifying principle, which would explain everything. So the book is called The God Particle, The Quest for a Theory of Everything.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, I'm answering emails that I get. One consistent set of emails I get is about immortality. Is it possible? Is it a pipe dream? Is it nothing but a bunch of nonsense by pushing snake oil? Well, there really is something there. A new science is being born called biogerontology about the aging process. You know, until recently, we didn't even know what aging was. Why do we get old? Why do we get wrinkles? Why do we have to die? And the answer to that happens to deal with the buildup of air in our body. When DNA divides, when cells divide, errors are introduced. And these errors accumulate to cause aging process because cells begin to work less efficiently. They become frail. They die. And in fact, our cells have a clock. It is a biological clock. The chromosomes get shorter and shorter after every reproduction. After about 60 reproductions, the cell goes into senescence and eventually dies. In other words, there is a clock, a genetic clock, ticking away in all our cells. And also, science is beginning to realize the nature of aging. Aging is the buildup of errors. Genetic errors, errors in our DNA, errors that pile up. Think of a car. Where does aging take place in a car? Think about that for a moment. Where does aging take place in a car? Well, the engine. That's where you have carbon buildup. That's where things begin to fall apart. When the engine falls apart, the car is basically junk. Well, what is the engine of a cell? The engine of a cell is the mitochondria, the engine, the powerhouse of the cell. That's where oxidation takes place. And what is oxidation? The buildup of mistakes, errors that build up because of the burning process of our metabolism. And so we sort of know what aging is. And is it possible to delay it? Well, there's only one known way to perhaps extend the human lifespan, and it's not a very pleasant procedure. It's called caloric restriction. It works, believe it or not. Forget the snake oil. It actually does work. They tested it on insects, on small mammals, on dogs, cats, even primates. You eat 30% less, you live 30% longer. Now, there's a problem. Who wants to eat 30% less? You become lethargic, you become very slow, you lose all interest in sex. It's a very boring lifestyle, but you live longer. You live longer with a very boring lifestyle. So the question is it possible to have the benefits of caloric restriction without the side effect, which is you basically lose interest in life, become very lethargic and lazy? Well, that's where science begins to end. We don't know. There are many theories and thoughts about it. Certain chemicals have been found that reduce the oxidation process. Oxidation being, for example, like the rusting of a cell in some sense. But we don't have the one cure-all yet. However, we have candidates that I mentioned in my book, but we don't have the magic fountain of youth that would allow us to repair the genetic damage and live longer. But first of all, is immortality a violation of the laws of science? Does science say that it's impossible to live forever? And the answer is no. There's something called the second law of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics says that in a closed system, everything ages. Everything has air buildup. Everything gets older, falls apart, gets rusty, and dies. That's a law, the second law of thermodynamics. But there's a loophole. Notice that I said in a closed system. In a closed system, you will eventually die. You get older, you fall apart, you die. However, we don't live in a closed system. We get energy from the sun. So why is it that we can defy the second law of thermodynamics? Because of sunlight. Sunlight gives us nourishment. Sunlight gives us the energy to create a baby, and it starts all over again. So what about the outside interference of genetic engineering? That's where we start to talk about living forever. Because of the fact that if death is caused by the buildup of mistakes in our DNA, mistakes in our genome, then why don't we fix some of those mistakes? This is where CRISPR technology comes in. CRISPR technology won the Nobel Prize for two women scientists just a few years ago. It allows you to edit, just like a word processor, it allows you to edit our genome. This is incredible. Who would have thought that one day you would get a device that looks like a word processor that manipulates genes? Not just paper and ink, but genes. So the hope is that one day we'll be able to reduce the air buildup in our genome, either by intervention or better lifestyle or chemicals, and roll back the hands of time. Because what is the hands of time? The buildup of air, genetic air in our DNA. That's why we get old. That's why we die. I should also point out there's another form of immortality. We talked about biological immortality, which we don't have yet, but cyber immortality, digital immortality, we're going to have very soon. You know, William Shatner, the actor, was interviewed for 5 days in front of a camera, and he was asked all sorts of biographical questions about where he grew up, his thoughts, everything for 4 days. And it's being put into a software program where you can ask questions, questions that'll last forever. Digital immortality. Your thoughts, your ideas in a computer program that can be accessed forever. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Go to my website, mkaku.org. Go to my Facebook site. We have 5 million fans on Facebook. And find out what all the excitement is about. Get a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Is it possible to find one unifying, overarching theme to the entire universe? Well, we physicists think so. Get a copy of The God Equation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.